There was more bloodshed in Haiti today, less than a week after the ouster of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Gangs loyal to Aristide, known as Chimère, opened fire on a crowd of Haitians celebrating the former president's departure. At least 3 people are reported dead and more than 20 wounded. Among the casualties were 2 journalists. NPR's Jerry Haddon is at the Port-au-Prince Hospital where the wounded are being treated and joins us now. Jerry, what happened there today?
Well, what happened was that several thousand celebrators descended on the palace to celebrate Aristide's ouster last Sunday. It was the first time they could march peacefully, they say, to the palace in months. Somebody opened fire, we understand, with high-caliber weapons, shooting down one Haitian, and as the crowd rushed over, they opened fire. And at least 19, I understand, here at the hospital have been wounded, and we're counting at least 5 or 6 killed in that shooting.
Any idea who opened fire?
Yes, well, police are saying, and witnesses are saying, that it was the armed Chimère, the armed Aristide supporters, who were positioned in alleys and on rooftops with high-powered weapons about 3 blocks from the presidential palace. They initially shot one Haitian and then, as I say, opened fire in a large-scale manner and wounded the 19 or so, and also 2 who went into this neighborhood trying to flush them out, and that's also when the 2 journalists were hit.
Where were the U.S. Marines when this was happening? There are about 1,000 Marines in Haiti now, aren't there?
There are, as well as French troops, Chileans, Spaniards. There's an international force that I believe now numbers over 2,000. They were essentially on the other side of the fence, on the palace grounds, and it took them quite a long time to mobilize and get out into the street. At that point, you know, the firefight was essentially over, and they made a show of driving around in circles in front of the palace, but the dead were dead and the wounded were wounded. And many Haitians very upset, saying that the international force cannot protect them, that the rebel insurgents should rearm. They just disarmed last week at the request of the United States. They should rearm because the international forces cannot offer the security they need.
NPR's Jerry Haddon in Port-au-Prince. Thanks very much, Jerry.
Thank you.